Passion, drive, perseverance. Those are just a few things it takes to be a business owner. Denim and Blazers with Sean Vanderpool is a chance to spend time with each business owner, figure out their journey and how they decided to turn their vision into a reality. Come hang out with us as we find out how they rock their denim and blazers. I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelvanderpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit. Welcome to this week's episode of Denim and Blazers. I'm with Miss Octavia.
Hey.
We go back.
Way back.
Way back.
Over 20 years?
Or 20
yeah,
years?
Yeah, over 20.
Okay. Yeah. It's one of my real friends from hair.
Yes. Cosmetology school.
Cosmetology school. Yes, indeed. What you remember about that?
Us in there working like dogs.
Yeah, we were working.
We wasn't learning. We were working.
Literally.
Before our time.
We couldn't even do theory.
No. We had to do
they would be lined up.
Here, baby, here's 50 cents. Go get you a Coke.
Okay, wait, this lady want me to do her set for 50 cents.
Yeah, but those were good days. We learned a lot.
Yeah, we did. Then we go missing in the Avalon.
Yes.
For lunch,
stay gone for an hour and a half. We want to get both our 15 minutes plus our hour break.
Yep. It was a good time, so learned a
margaritas
lot.
Margaritas and seafood.
Yes, indeed. What was that? Tampico's
on airline.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So what are you doing now, just so the audience can know?
Okay, right now I am a cosmetologist. I've been doing hair, like we said?
20 years.
Been in the business, still kicking it, still trying to do things different, new, the new trendy things. And now I branched off, got my cosmetology instructor's license, taught for 6 years, and moved into real estate. So now I am a cosmetologist / real estate agent.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm proud of you though with that.
Thank you, boo.
She's a great teacher, though. Like, it's just natural for her. She'll, even if I'm doing some crazy, she'll shine.
This is what you need to do.
Pretty much.
But she'll come back and say, Tay, no, this is what you really need to do. This is what I thought about it, and this is how we're going to do things.
And so. I'm calm, and she fire.
Okay.
That's why we work. So, like, at this point, what are you starting to enjoy more? Are you enjoying hair, or are you falling in love with real estate?
Hair is still my baby. I don't think I would ever leave the hair industry, cosmetology circle, none of that. I'm enjoying real estate because you meet more people.
Right.
We changed lives when we were doing hair.
Right.
And with real estate, with both of us, we make dreams come true. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to purchase a home. That's the American dream.
Right.
So we getting best of both worlds.
I find with real estate, it's so funny. For me now, I don't miss hair. I miss the interaction with people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, in the hair salon, everybody talking, and you get to see people's kids grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just that whole thing. With real estate, it's still the interaction, but it's different because they're coming to you with more of a problem that they need to solve, right?
And you want to solve it.
And I want to solve it, but then it also makes you realize in the
hair salon, even though you learn some of people's most intimate moments mm-hmm. and stories, you don't really know all their business. With real estate, you end up having to get in and be like, oh, you know.
It's like being an attorney. Look, tell me the truth. What's really going on with your credit, your finance?
Right.
So,
and it's not from judgment, you know. No. And I think that's the thing from doing hair. People do build a trust with you
mm-hmm.
because they realize you're not coming from a judgmental space.
No, you're really trying to help.
You really want
to
help.
You've got to find out the root of everything to get the solution, to solve the problem.
Yeah, and I think too, the hair salon also with the real estate side lets you know life can happen to anybody.
Changes.
It keeps you open to wanting to help them.
You change.
Yeah.
From straight hair into now I'm straight real estate.
Yeah. Yeah. And she rocks with me the whole time because I can get focused and be like, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not doing nothing.
Oh, we're going somewhere. Just for 10 minutes.
Get me out the house.
10 minutes. That's all we need.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So with hair, that seems to be your main passion. With the real estate, where is it getting to with you?
I want it to grow. I want to be that realtor in Houston,
mm-hmm.
especially in my area of the Northwest community, Cypress, Acres Home area, which we're going through a lot of gentrification.
Right.
But I want it to grow. I want them to be both status. Everybody knows me from hair,
right?
You know, because of my mom, family. But I want to grow my real estate, but me being at the beginning and trying to take care of them both, family,
right.
my kids, the hair salon, and real estate. I'm trying to learn to juggle them all together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my main thing right now. But I'm loving the real estate.
You are.
It takes me out of the salon.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the salon now. But
I always end up back at the salon. I'm just hanging out, though.
Yeah, right. So how did you manage to just say,
with hair? Mm-hmm. Letting it go completely, because at first I didn't.
Right.
Really, Roy had more to do with that. He was getting upset with the fact that I was trying to juggle
both.
I think that's just in our nature, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how our family structure is, there's still a very independent entrepreneur.
I'm going to get it done.
Yeah, I'm doing what I got to do, right?
Yeah.
So I still was doing a few clients for hair.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, if you doing real estate, you need to do real estate.
Yeah, especially just starting out.
Yeah, well, I snuck and still did a few heads till last year around December.
Okay.
And I remember it was December 28th. It was like, I remember it now. It's like this
birthday.
I retired. It got real, real, because I was like, it's something you've done
for years.
For years. And then just the interaction, like for me, even if I didn't go out, you hanging out.
Did you renew your license? Are you really ready to go?
No, I'm keeping my license.
Oh, yeah. Keep them licensed. We worked hard in beauty school and stayed bored. Okay.
Yeah, and even with real estate, some people let it go. I'm like, what you let it go for?
Never. Not if I have to take a state exam.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to keep my
license. I think any license that you have, you ought to keep it.
Yes, why no not? Matter what.
CDL, anything, whatever. Just keep it. Yeah, yeah. No, I kept it. So with the real estate, what triggered that? I know with hair, you grew up around it.
Well, with real estate, for years, my mom kept telling me, hey, Tay, you like talking to people, you like networking, you a problem solver, all, you know, for everybody. You might as well get your real estate license. Mm-hmm. And I kept putting it off for years. Maybe this went on for like maybe 5 years. And 2 years ago, actually, it'll be 2 years this April,
right. mm-hmm.
I jumped up and said, I'm going to Champion. So I kept riding past 16 every day saying, I'm going to get off the freeway and register. I go home, get online,
uh-huh.
and say, I can't understand it. I'm going to have to go, you know, how yeah. I put things off. And finally, one day I said, let me go in there and register. And I had the money at the time. And mm-hmm. I was like, let me get rid of this
mm-hmm.
before I spend it on some clothes, shoes, or going out.
St. John's first.
Let me go register so I can make some more money. So I went in and I signed up and I took my classes. I didn't do it. Some of those people were doing it in 3 weeks. It took me 6 weeks.
I did six. I did six.
One class a week. They were doing two classes mm-hmm. a week. And I went and got my license.
It's funny how our lives always run parallel. We're one of those friends that don't have to talk to each other every day.
Yes.
And
I called and said, hey, I got my license. license. She said, I got my license too. And I was like, God, we still have this connection, yes. Even though that's true friendship, you yeah. know. We don't have to be on the phone saying, hey, what you doing? No. Well, you didn't call me. It's just like, hey, what's going on? And keep going.
Keep moving and pick right back up where we started.
So yes.
Yes. So you said you still trying to figure out that dance with family, business, both businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because I'm not old, but our generation, we Facebook, we Instagram, we yeah. do things like that. But like the newer age, the new kids, the new generations, everything is on social media.
I can't put everything on there.
So it's like I get fussed at because I don't do videos or commercials on Instagram or Facebook with hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning that's how you brand yourself now. I'm used to referrals, word of mouth.
Right.
Okay, here's real estate. A lot of my coworkers, you can call them, other real estate agents, mm-hmm. they doing videos and commercials and branding themselves that way. Yeah, I get on Facebook and Instagram, but I don't think about talking about my business.
Right.
You know, either with hair or real estate, I focus on family and my kids because I still put my kids first, mm-hmm. you know. So me trying to keep my business going afloat mm-hmm. and manage my kids is kind of like this. But I'm getting it done. I'm right. learning. Like, I finally did my first closing after 2 years. I was doing a lot of rentals and leases for apartments and stuff. But now I'm learning how I can take care of John at practice
mm-hmm.
and at the same time get on social media or get on and do some lead generations. Instead of talking to football moms and baseball moms about what we're cooking, I'm like, hey, you guys are talking about moving? Here's my card. And they're right. like, oh, I didn't know you were a real estate agent. Yeah. You never talk about it. So,
secret agent.
Yeah, yeah, so now I'm learning how to be flexible with right. all businesses. And then if they say, oh, my God, my hair. I'm like, hey, here's a card for hair. So I'm a jack of all trades, you know.
But, you know, what I do like about the newer generation, and even ours, is being more open to it, because there was a time mm-hmm. everything had to just be a niche. Right. You had to do one thing. And I'm not a one thing type mm-hmm. person. So for me, it's, I have managed, because like when I gave up the hair, I'm used to having multiple things to do.
Right.
So it's like I have my real estate
mm-hmm.
and I have denim and blazers, which is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you were talking about marketing. That's how I end up doing it, because I'm not the one that's going to sit
shocked
there.
Me when you sent out the invite about your podcast. I was like, look at Sean.
Yeah, but you know, you'll have to just get still and get real strategic about what's really going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I'm not going to be at every networking event.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to think to pick up the phone and do a live video all the time, right. you know.
We don't do that.
No, my girls are older. They don't want me posting. This was the first year I didn't post like Meek and Zoe's birthday.
Oh,
and they're like, Mom, could you please not?
See, that is what I'm used to doing because I have little ones. So, but I'm trying to weed, you know, and take care of business.
Yeah, so it's like you have to figure out what's going to work for you, and what works for you may not work for someone else. Yeah, yeah. Do you deal with mommy guilt though doing that?
No, absolutely not. I really don't. And then my son, Joe Michael, he's always, Mom, did you sell something? Did you get some money? We can go out of town now. Because that's my excuse. I'd be like, look, I got to focus on this lease. I got to go show someone a house, do a showing. If I do this, we can do this. So now he's trying to use it against me. But I have no mommy guilt.
Good. I think mm-hmm. it's awesome. But you grew up too with an entrepreneur for a mom.
And I think that's what helps, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it wasn't my mom, it was my dad. It mm-hmm. was like, you know, okay, he worked. Everybody says hustling now, but you realize, okay, he working.
Working.
That's... And working brings money. So, what do you think your main mission is, if you had to pinpoint it as far as career or personal? If your key point in life right now. If you had to say, what's your mission going on?
My mission is to be happy.
Happy and good.
I just want to be happy and comfortable. I'm not striving to be rich, because you mm-hmm. would never be rich.
Yeah, I think even when you get it, you're still aiming for more.
So I just want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Make a comfortable life for my children. Yeah. Have something to leave back with them. You know, if Magdalene or John Michael want to get into real estate, because I am not pushing for them to get in hair.
Yeah.
I feel like my mom.
The world's changed on your mom seen that, talking about Miss Anita.
Mm-hmm. Anita.
Anita's hair, who are you? But you know, it's just she's seeing that change.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure for her, it's not wanting you to get
change.
Yeah, we have. Because, I mean, like, you went from, you remember, you taught me how to do weaves.
Yes.
The first time I did a weave.
Yes.
Tay was like, no.
We don't want it sitting like a hat. We want it to look natural.
I was like, I thought I did braid it tight.
Yes. But now you have people doing hair at home. And
the natural hair style.
The natural hair. Weave. Shout out to you guys. But
it affected the salons a lot. Yeah. So you have to have more than one trick.
Yes. So now I'm doing everything. Your friend can sell you a house, but I can. Sean can.
Yes.
Real estate. We can. Yes. Commercial. Residential.
Yes. Or sell the place you need to sell those products that you're selling.
Right.
That's really where the money's going with hair now.
Mm-hmm.
Products.
Products. Products and hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a client, they will go buy the product and the hair and get Say or Jennifer to do it.
Right.
So, I mean, if you need a building location to sell your products.
Or do hair.
And we can also teach you something.
Yeah, well, she can. I'm going to just watch. That's not my gift.
But no, I want to be happy. Really, I'm
That's
just.
A good answer.
It's another bridge I'm crossing right now.
Yeah.
So, I'm just trying to establish things for myself and for my children.
Right.
So
that's a good answer.
Shunning these questions.
Hey.
I don't get in front of the camera often at all.
But for me, she did. She's trying to act like she's shy. She's not shy. But you know, like, I ask people that mission-wise for myself would be one, to build something, legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And even if my kids don't want to do it, I want them to see what it takes to make something happen.
Happen, yes. It's not that. This is, you have to go to school, you have to do it A, B, C, or 1, 2, 3 in this order.
Right.
Things can happen for you in corporate America,
right,
or on your own. Mm-hmm. So, and our kids have seen that on both sides.
Mm-hmm. They have, and like discipline-wise, you've always been more disciplined. Like even with, we both have discipline in different ways. Like I have like over 100 and some hours in college credits, but she actually stuck to one thing and has her degree. So it's like we kind of, we balance each other out.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? As far as knowing entrepreneurial wise, why not? Go for that.
Keep going. Nothing is never too high, too far for you to grab and
right.
actually do.
Yeah.
So
mindset.
Oh, I discipline. Back to discipline. Fast money. In a salon, you get the cash.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to learn how.
Oh, you want to talk about shock? To go from making money, like, you know, doing hair, you could be that morning. Not saying that you broke, but you didn't have no cash in your pocket.
Nothing in your
pocket. And then that night, you'd be like, hey, we going out. You got money to leave. You got money to hang out.
Eat.
Go get an outfit.
And Monday morning, like, God, I just spent all that money.
Yes, and then that, but it could have been one day, though, in a legal way.
Right.
But let me clarify. Yeah, but it's different.
Yes.
To go from that to.
So we had to learn, especially as we got older, had kids and stuff. How to be disciplined with finance.
I'm still learning that though.
Yeah.
I got a whole spreadsheet I'm supposed to be like trying to follow.
I'm doing good writing down clients again and what they made and I mean what I made and what they did. It's a whole lot. It's a lot.
Because sometimes you'll sit back and be like, I made how much?
Hmm.
Then you realize it's at the mall.
It's already gone.
And
on
bills. On drinks. And I'm thinking about fun times. And then you went out to eat.
Mm-hmm. The next trip.
And we don't want to go eat nothing cheap. We want to go eat nice
good
food.
We like good food. Real good food. Real restaurants.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So what are two frequently asked questions that you probably get now?
Are you going to stop doing hair?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to stop
happening.
Real estate? Do you like those open houses thing? Gigs or?
Yeah.
There is... Yeah, I get asked more than two questions.
Really?
Yeah.
You know me, I cut myself off, so.
Yeah.
Really? What else people be asking?
Sean.
You know me? I'm sorry, I forgot we have a camera. I'm like, what else? What do they want to know?
No. No, they really want to know how much I like it. How much money are you making?
I do not like that
and
question.
I'm like,
That's none of your business. I said she'll be nice. Yeah. That ain't none of your business.
She's straightforward. You guys think I'm straightforward? She's straightforward.
Well, my thing is, you know, it's like, are you, one, why, or especially with real estate, maybe like, did you sell something? Hey, you sold something?
My big thing is, if I let you sell my house or list my house, how much you gonna give me back?
I'm working.
This is my job.
Yeah. That hustle, but you know, that's one reason why I even do this, because I think we have to learn to support each other in business.
Yes.
And even like how you were talking about gentrification, like in our community, we could be open to putting our businesses in not the prettiest place and getting that process when the neighborhood is building. And
that's
it's
why I'm still here on Antoine.
But I mean, you see how all the different neighborhoods hit that point where they go back to rebuilding.
Mm-hmm. It's a recycle.
And it's a lot of times, everybody not into doing it. They want it after it's done, but by that time the price is up and you can't get in, you know?
So you have to start somewhere and build up your community. You know, put back in. Don't complain. You put back into your community, into your job, field, whatever, industry, and you'll watch it grow.
Yeah, and support each other. That's a big thing, too. Support each other, you know? I'm all for that. Well, I'm so happy you came on with me today.
She got me on camera.
Yes, I did. You want to tell the audience how to get in contact with you?
Okay, once again, I'm Octavia Shepherd. I'm here at Anita's Hair Emporium. You can go out and get online or look me up at anitashairemporium.com. I don't mind sharing my Facebook page. I have a business page, Anita's Hair Emporium. I also have Octavia Shepherd Stewart. That's my Facebook page. You can contact me, message me there. I still do chemical services. I do natural hair. I even have like 3 Jerry curls that I still do. So I'm here. I'm open. I do cuts, everything. Also, with my real estate, I'm Octavius at KW.com, Octavius at Keller Williams Memorial off of I-10 in Campbell. Reach out to me if you need an apartment, if you're looking for a lease or rental, if you're ready to sell your home. I can list it for you and I can also purchase it. I do everything. I have to. I'm trying to keep up with Sean.
Whatever.
So no, just contact me, Octavius at Octavius. That's it.
Yeah. But spell Octavius
though. Oh. OCTAV as in Victor, IAS, Shepherd, SHEPHERD. Oh, Octavius Shepherd at Yahoo. That's my email. Once again, OCTAV as in Victor, IAS. Some people call me Tay.
Yeah.
So some of my things is listed as Tay, T-A-Y. Contact me.
She will be happy to help you. I'm so proud of you. This will be my first hug on camera.
Oh.
I love you. You're doing good.
Yes.
Well, I'll see y'all next time on Denim & Blazers. Thank you.
I put on a little blazer.
And I got on a sweatshirt.